Hi, it's Daniel, isn't it?
Yes, Daniel Anderson, that's right. Hi, Dr. Hampton.
I haven't seen you for quite a while. What brings you in today?
Yeah, I probably should have come in before now.
Okay, well, that's fine. So how can I help?
Well, basically, over the last couple of weeks, you know, I play football on Sundays, and a bit more than a couple of weeks ago, I was getting a bit more tired than I used to be. Like, I'd get out of breath in the game, I'd get puffed out. But more recently, it's been little things like walking up and down the stairs and stuff like that. That's got me a bit tired as well. So I was just wondering what's wrong with me, really.
Okay. When did you first start feeling poorly? Can you remember?
That's the thing. I had a cold, you see. Well, I thought it was a cold. I had a sore throat, and I was quite under the weather for that, but I've never really recovered since then.
And how long ago was that?
That'd be about a couple of months ago now.
Couple of months? Did we see you with that?
Well, so I made an appointment on the phone, but I didn't come in the end.
No, I didn't see you on the computer. So you just basically managed that yourself and...
Yeah, I thought it was getting better, but it's never really... I suppose that's never really gone away entirely. So maybe it was something more than a cold. I don't know.
Okay. What symptoms were you getting with that cold at the time?
Bad sore throat. My glands felt quite big as well. So I was just really tired, really, you know, no energy.
Were you short of breath at that time during the cold?
Yes, but not as much now. That's why I've come in now, because it's gotten worse. It's got a bit more noticeable. But the cold symptoms have gone away now, pretty much. I still get a bit of a sore throat every now and again.
Right, okay. When you're at rest, do you get short of breath?
No.
No. Okay. Ever had asthma?
No, I've never had asthma or any sort of chest problems as far as I can remember. Nothing like that.
And do you have a particular diet? Are you a vegetarian or anything?
No, I'm not a vegetarian, but I hardly eat any meat either. I eat a lot of fried rice and instant noodles from the university cafeteria. The food's quite cheap. I know I should eat fruit and vegetables, but I'm a student. I suppose my diet is terrible if I think about it. Some days, all I'd have is instant noodles and some hot chips and the usual 4 or 5 cups of coffee.
You drink a lot of coffee then?
Yeah, it keeps me going with all the assignments and things.
Okay. Have you noticed any problems with abdominal pain or indigestion?
No, nothing severe, no.
Nothing severe? Have you had some from time to time?
No, not really. Well, you know, I've had some mild discomfort occasionally. But that could just be indigestion, I suppose. I don't know. It's something I've had on and off for years, really. It's nothing new.
It's nothing new, okay. Any nausea or vomiting with this?
No.
What about your bowels? Have they been working normally?
Yes, been fine. I haven't had any diarrhea or anything.
In particular, not past any black or very dark motions?
No, nothing like that.
And what about family history? Is there a family history of people getting anemic, for example, for any reason, as far as you're aware?
No, not that I can think of.
No one's had any sort of blood disorders or anything?
No, nothing like that, as far as I'm aware. My parents are very fit and active, and my brother doesn't have any health problems that I know about.
Right, so they're all fine as far as you know. So, Daniel, did you have an idea in your own mind what this might be?
I thought it maybe could have been related to the cold I had, because one of my friends did have glandular fever around like a few months ago because my glands were up. I thought it could be related to that.